All right, please put your hands together for Alex Stein and the Alex Stein Podcast.
He asks the tough questions. He gets the answers. He does some research on the internet.
The internet.
He's Alex Stein.
He's Alex Stein.
And
hey.
You better.
How obnoxious is that opening theme song?
Who did that?
That was the great Charles C. Miller. She's actually very. Give it up for Charles C. Miller.
Here? She might be here.
A beautiful musician.
No, it's lovely. I don't think it's awful.
She's lovely, but I make it over the top.
Well, it's delightful.
Well.
To have somebody clap and sing at you.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, my guest today on the 105th episode of the Alex Stein Podcast. We've been doing this a long time, everybody. Give it up for comedian and my lovely friend, Amber Preston.
Hello. I've been trying to get on this podcast for 3 years.
You've been pushing me.
I've been gunning for it.
Finally, you can be here.
Finally.
We got a live one. I didn't want to have you just come over to the house and I had to clean up.
Right.
Here, you don't have to.
Right. Wait, you clean up for the podcast. Like, I'll come over and just hang out. You don't clean up for that. For podcasts, you clean up.
Yeah, if people come over to hang out, it's dirty.
Right.
But podcasts, we got to clean it up. We got to get real guests.
Yeah, but this chair is lower. If I sound funny, it's because this chair is lower than I had anticipated. And there's also a table leg betwixt my legs. A table leg betwixt my knees that I don't...
It was intentional.
Like, oh, my.
This was intentional.
This is you're on guard. I'm ready.
Amber Preston, you are also the host of Punchline Punch Out.
Yes, I'm one of them. There's two of us and DJ Scuba.
Yeah, I'm the DJ Scuba. If you guys give it up for DJ Scuba,
DJ
right?
Scuba.
I play the fat beats.
That's where you got all this board with the knobs on it.
Yeah, as you can tell, like everything went perfectly. I'm good at it. Really good. You're also the host of Double Threat.
Yes, and another stand-up improv.
Yeah.
Show.
You're mixing it.
Yes.
You're a double threat.
Well, that's it. My roommate is a very talented improviser, writer, and has done a tiny bit of stand-up, and I've done a ton of stand-up and a tiny bit of improv, and then I'll do the improv, and she does stand-up on a show, and then we invite our fancy friends, and it's terrifying.
It was a lot of fun to go to, and we gave love to Prince, I remember, the one that we went to.
Oh, we did. Well, I in general just will do that.
It's a good way. Good guy.
No, sad.
You're also, this is huge, you were a guest on WTF with Marc Maron.
I have been a couple times, yeah. But not the just on the live ones. Like, people hear that, and they're like, ooh, and I'm like, no, I don't, not like in his garage. like we'll have lunch, but I don't have anything, like nobody wants to hear me for an hour, but like live podcasts, crushing it.
We got it's gonna be a tough 15 minutes.
Right. I can do it.
Do you think Mark would clean up if you came over to his house?
I think just the garage. Not the house, but the garage.
Just the garage.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe that's... Andy, we should get a garage.
Get a garage.
Can we get a garage?
Get
Is that
Barack
possible?
Get Barack over. It'll be great.
Right.
Yeah.
Get the fucking president.
Yes. Yes, he still has the mug.
I'm only getting the vice president.
Well, that's something.
Whoever that is.
Dream. Oh, come on.
I don't know.
Alex.
Dick Cheney?
Yep, Dick Cheney. Sarah Palin.
All right, well, we want to get to know more about the wonderful Amber Preston, so get ready for some hard-hitting questions and possibly some New Kids on the Block facts.
There will be. Yeah. I've brought up New Kids on the Block every podcast I've done. I brought up on WTF, and I there's a podcast called Probably Science, which is great, and they discuss science and pop culture and mostly science news, and I somehow got New Kids on the Block in that podcast as well. So I appreciate you bringing it up right at the top so I don't have to like wedge it in like, oh, Prince died. I know, but you know what else is good music? Like, sure, he's great, but you know who's alive?
Oh.
I would never say that. I would never say I love Prince.
We could have a second guest, maybe.
Yeah,
no.
They can't. No, but I am very sad about Prince. Don't get it twisted. Minnesota, I mean, if you're the same as me, like no one is sad enough. About Prince?
No.
Like, no one is, but then the people that are like, oh, yeah, it really bums me out. I'm like, okay, well, no, but I'm from, like, you're not as sad as I am.
We were just in Minneapolis last week, and there were people that are like, oh, I'm sick of all these Prince themed parties.
Yeah, they're from Wisconsin.
Apparently, there's so many, they're getting sick of them.
Oh, boo.
Boo, right?
Boo.
Has anybody here been to a Prince themed party? Right?
So good.
I mean, let's have more.
Like, yes, queen, right? Did I do that? Is that. I don't know how you
Amber
say
Preston,
it.
You're also from Fargo, North Dakota.
Yes, I am.
What? Fargo, North Dakota.
Have you not been? You haven't been to Fargo?
I've been to Moorhead. That's close.
Well, that's like you probably were in Fargo then. Like, did you go to Target while you were there? Because then there's you were in North Dakota.
The Walmart's on the.
Well, I think there's a couple now, but yeah. Like, it's not as small as people think, but it's lovely.
What? So was your favorite movie Fargo growing up?
No, I hated it because when it came out, then people are going to be able to do the math. I'm an old lady. When that movie came out, I was moving to Minneapolis to go to college, and everybody was like, oh, you sound just like the movie. Oh, you sound just like the movie. And I was like, no, we all sound like, we're just all variations on that accent.
You don't think the movie overindulged in it a little bit?
A little bit, but people like that. I'm sure it's the same with Southern people. Is anybody here from the South?
Really?
But I'm still like, so like if you see, let me ask somebody who's not near a microphone. I imagine it's the same thing. Like you watch a movie and somebody's supposed to be from Georgia or whatever, and you're like, yeah, that's not it. Just like they throw in a y'all, and you're like, that's not how we sound. They're all terrible, right? Yeah.
Thank you.
So that movie, at least, but it was a funny movie. I love the Coen brothers. Yeah. The movie that drives me nuts with the accent is Untamed Heart. Because that was like in my wheelhouse, Christian Slater. And it was like, I was going to the University of Minnesota and they filmed a lot of it right there. So I was like, I totally feel it, you know? But she's like the only one with an accent in the movie. Like everybody else is just regular old like actors. And like Marissa Tomei has got like a super really strong accent, but nobody else does. And that pissed me off.
You were recently in a Coen Brothers movie. Wow.
I was just an extra, but you do see I was Hail Caesar, and my sister and I went to it in the theater, and I wasn't, there was enough screen time in the background that you could see me, that my sister was like, oh, I did see you. And then I was gone, but it was fun. I get to be like, really like just being in the presence of the Coen Brothers was,
oh yeah.
Like they're just,
well,
like,
Channing Tatum, right?
Was, and Channing Tatum. Yeah. My little sister was very excited about that. He was like tap dancing on the side, just hanging out, chatting with extras. The Coen Brothers, they were super chill. The Coen Brothers, it was really fun.
Yeah. But, well, congratulations. You're killing it
now. We're living the dream.
You're on the Alex Stein podcast.
Yes.
It doesn't get any better, really.
No, I feel like you're about to do, like, ask me, like, some trivia, and then I'm going to feel dumb or something.
It's a combination of trivia / life lessons that you can learn from New Kids on the Block.
Oh, okay.
So I compiled a list. I did a lot of
studying. I love that people do studying. Research because they know I love the New Kids. You've probably done more research than I have. Like, I just like the music, but I don't know stuff. Okay.
You actually do like the music?
Yeah,
it's not just a visual thing of, like, look at these boys.
That would, like, there's so many more attractive people. Like, if it was just a visual thing, ooh. Like, I could, no, I mean, I love that, but it's not just visual. Like, there's so much more.
Okay, I'll take you by your word.
Okay.
So here we go. Amber Preston, 10 lessons I learned from Wikipedia and New Kids on the Block.
Wikipedia,
that's
the block.
A word.
Okay.
Number one, in 1986, their initial album entitled New Kids on the Block.
I have it on vinyl. No biggie.
Bombed.
I'm not kidding.
This it bombed.
Yeah.
It only received minor airplay in the Boston area.
Well, that's fine. You don't like get a home run first time I bat.
Yeah, that's, you almost hit on the lesson. The lesson of that is, even if you don't succeed, make that second album.
This is what I'm saying.
Right?
I'm screaming about.
If your album doesn't succeed, make the second one. You could end up new kidding it.
Ooh.
So right?
That is a great lesson as I'm like about to record my first comedy album. Like, well, this will probably suck, but he'll be just like the New Kids.
I love Amber Preston, everybody. All right, number two.
Okay.
A radio station in Florida was having success with the song, you probably know this, Please Don't Go Girl.
Yeah, I know that song. Come on.
This was at the point where they were almost dropped by their record label. So one station in Florida, based on this one song, finally got a little bit of traction.
Yeah.
And that was what kept them from being released and dropped.
Oh, my
dropped.
Gosh. Could you imagine what a different musical landscape?
We were that close. The 80s would have changed.
Where would we be? It would have, the 80s. I'm not that old.
Oh.
know what would be changed? Whatever channel Donnie Wahlberg, he's got like a million shows on right now. So
the Burger Show.
He got the Wahlbergers. He got Donnie Loves Jenny. And he got the the Wonderful Cruise. The show with the women going on the New Kids on the Block cruise.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you Wikipedia that?
It's on Lifetime or TLC or something. There's a New Kids on the Block cruise that's sold out like the last 4 or 5 years. Like, everybody does a cruise now. John Mayer does a cruise. There's like it's a cruise. And it sounds awful. I love the New Kids, but it sounds horrific. It's like 4,000 hungry, thirsty, horny women in their late 30s and five New Kids on the Block. four of whom are married, one of whom is gay, and don't want to do anything with any of those women, but just like have shows. So like you're just on a boat trapped. You know who's loving that cruise? The security guards who are getting so much.
Oh yeah,
lady business, because they're like
the bar is low.
Well, I guess I can't get Danny Wood. I'll do that bouncer.
All right.
So what's happening? Sorry, I didn't mean to thrust.
What do you think the lesson was of that fact?
Please don't go, girl. Oh, your wife's coming to whisper a secret in you. Oh, it's audio. They won't know this. So fix it.
Only 2 minutes left.
Oh okay. My gosh.
We have like 7 more facts. We got a quick get through.
Okay, go. Okay.
And a vocal pick exercise. Okay. The lesson we learned on that one was
one super fan and then make them do everything.
Yeah, not just Boston, but Florida is to blame for the rise of the New Kids on the Block.
Okay, I felt like that.
You can blame
mean.
Florida. Quick, the Commonwealth of Massachusetts declared April 24th, 1989, New Kids on the Block Day. So write that down on your calendars. That's April great. 24th.
That's magical.
Do you celebrate that?
Every day is New Kids on the Block Day for me. So yeah, I celebrate that.
I like that.
I'm gonna now for real.
Yeah, okay, and this is you might not like this last fact, but on the Arsenio Hall show, the group was admitted to singing with a backing track during their live performances, and also there's some fuckery.
Oh, you mean
going
like
on.
What everybody does now? Okay, it's fine. Oh, excuse me. You're saying
Adele
Britney,
don't do that shit.
Well, that's Adele.
Adele's the shit.
Can we just say on record that Alex compared the New Kids on the Block to Adele? Like, I love them, but I know their place. Okay, you know what I mean? Sorry, this got violent very quickly.
Well,
What's the lesson?
The lesson here. Well, and also that Maurice Starr, their like writer guy.
Yeah.
He sang harmony on the backing of the actual album.
Oh.
So that you're actually listening to Maurice Starr.
Well. You know, he brought them together, so he earns it.
Yeah,
I guess.
So you want to learn a life lesson of that?
Yeah,
one?
Yeah, I do.
Learn that even though they used help, at least they didn't fully lip sync.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good.
Yeah,
proving they truly are bad boys with an innocent side.
Gosh darn right they are.
Right, they're bad, but they're innocent. They
well, not
tried.
All of them. Like Donnie's a bad boy. Duh. Then like Jordan's kind of a bad boy, and the rest are kind of good guys.
Jordan McKnight was the first to leave, right?
McKnight?
Is it McKnight?
No.
Damn it.
Get out of here.
Is it just Knight?
Yeah.
I always had a Mick in front of names I don't know.
Well,
Amber McPreston, everybody.
Thank you
so much for being on the podcast.
Thank you for having me, finally. Thank you for sharing the love.
Woo. Okay. Episode 105, you've been my favorite. Observe everything. And let's give it to Andy Eric. Hey. It's the same.
I've brought up New Kids on the Block every podcast I've done. I brought up on WTF, and I there's a podcast called Probably Science, which is great, and they discuss science and pop culture and mostly science news, and I somehow got New Kids on the Block in that podcast as well. I love New Kids, but it sounds horrific. It's like 4,000... hungry, thirsty, horny women in their late 30s, and 5 New Kids on the Block. Oh, excuse me. You're saying
Adele
Britney,
don't do that shit.
Well, that's Adele.
Adele's the shit.
Can we just say on record that Alex compared the New Kids on the Block to Adele? Like, I love them, but I know their place. Okay, you know what I mean? Sorry, this got violent very quickly.
The Alex Stein Podcast. It's part of the Fit Brothers Network. Check out more great comedy at fitbrothers.com. That's FIBSBROTHERS.com. That's FIBSBROTHERS.com. FIBSBROTHERS.com. FIBSBROTHERS.com.